This is Find Your Dream Job, the podcast that helps you get hired, have the career you want, and make a difference in life. I'm your host, Mac Pritchard. I'm also the founder of MaxList. It's a job board in the Pacific Northwest that helps you find a fulfilling career. Every Wednesday, I talk to a different expert about the tools you need to get the work you want. Find Your Dream Job is brought to you by Top Resume. Top Resume has helped more than 400,000 professionals land more interviews and get hired faster. Get a free review of your resume today. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. You're ready to change careers, but how do you talk about what you accomplished in your old field and persuade employers that your skills matter in your new industry? Melanie L. Denny is here to talk about how to rewrite your resume for a career change. Melanie is an award-winning resume expert, nationally certified LinkedIn strategist, and international career speaker. She's also the author of The Job Seeker's Secret Guide to LinkedIn. She joins us from Orlando, Florida. Well, let's jump right into it, Melanie. What's the biggest challenge you face when you rewrite your resume for a career change?
I think the biggest challenge that a lot of people have when they're looking to make a shift in their career is really identifying the commonalities between what they've been doing and what they want to be doing, so it comes across in a meaningful way to the new employer, enough so that they will get a phone call and get hired. A lot of people cannot make those parallels, and I think that's the biggest challenge that I see. They don't know how to basically identify their transferable skills.
What stops your clients and just job seekers in general from making those connections?
You know, I just don't think they think about it that in on those terms, right? A lot of times, you know, they go to work, they go home, and they're like, oh, I want to be doing something else. And then they think about what they want to be doing, but they don't connect the two for some reason. We just don't make that connection. And even if we do make the connection in our heads, it's hard for people to articulate that in a resume. It's hard enough to write a resume in general. But now to write a resume to move in a different direction, it's even harder for a lot of people.
How do you help job seekers overcome that barrier and make those connections and demonstrate that the skill they had in the old job or the current position translates into the new position that they want?
Yeah. So what I like to do is really focus in on the last one or two positions. Typically, recruiters and hiring managers, that's what they're going to care about the most. They're not going to be too concerned with what you've done, you know, 10, 12, 15, 20, 30 years ago. And so really honing in on what you've been doing most recently is the first thing. And then really thinking about what is it that you do now that's going to be important to what you can do for someone else in a different role. And so just thinking about things like, okay, let's go through the job description, for example. All right, they're looking for someone who has these set of skills. There's some hard skills that we could probably pull from that we can highlight. Great. Now, what are some of the soft skills that you need in this type of role that you've been doing? And they start to see the connections, and then they leave it up to me, of course, the expert, to kind of write it out and articulate it in a meaningful way on the resume. But I can give a quick example.
That'd be great.
Let's say there's a teacher that is looking to move into sales, right? At first thought, you're like, how is a teacher who works with kids all day going to move into a corporate sales job? It can be challenging at face value, but if she's able to connect the dots, she can definitely make this happen. So in a sales role, you're going to need to be articulate. You're going to need to be able to communicate in front of a lot of people. You're going to be able to maybe do presentations. And guess what she does all day, right? She articulates information in front of people. And so that is a skill that she can bring to the table if she's moving into sales. Here's another one. Maybe she needs to impart some type of knowledge to a prospective sales client. right? Maybe the person that she's selling to doesn't understand about the product. She knows how to explain things and break things down because she does that all day long at school. And so these are the types of things you have to really sit and think about and really dissect from your last couple of roles to be able to make the transition clear for a hiring manager, because they won't do that work.
So what's a good process, Melanie, for doing that, for doing that dissection and reflecting back on what you did do and how it's going to translate into the job, the new career that you want?
I think the first step is to understand what they're looking for in the new job. If they really, again, break it down, because you would think, okay, in a sales job, I have to know how to sell. And you have to really assess and think deeper into the fact that you are selling. You're selling ideas to these kids all day long. You're selling them to behave. You're selling them to do their homework. You're selling them to, you know, pay attention. And so it really starts with you thinking deeper into what it is that they need out of the position and what are some of the skills that you have that you can bring to the table on a deeper level. So, you know, not surface like, oh, I have to sell. Well, I don't have sales experience, because you've never held a formal sales role. Let's think deeper into it, right? And so really understanding, again, what the job description is looking for, what are some of the skill sets, and how you can lend yourself to those skills without actually doing that particular work.
In your experience, can people who want to switch careers figure this out on their own, or do they need to work with a career coach or study books or do some kind of learn some skills?
A lot of times I find this is very challenging for people. And so I definitely recommend getting with a career coach or a highly skilled resume writer, or read some books. There are a lot of great books out there on changing careers, because we don't think about work in this way. I think about it in this way because this is what I do. But regular people who go to work every day do not think about it from this perspective. And so it can be a challenge for them to open their eyes. What they wanted, and then think about how we've been trained to write resumes, which is writing what we did at a job. And we hardly think about writing a resume for the job we want, but that's really what it always should be focused on. And so I think, you know, the typical person definitely should enlist the help of a professional for this.
We're going to take a break in just a moment, but one quick question. You, at the start of our conversation, you talked about how employers look at the last, or maybe the last two jobs. That's what matters most to them. Why is that, Melanie?
Well, they want to know that you're up to date on what's happening right now in the market. That's one. And they want to know your skills are fresh, right? But if you also think about it, even technology alone has changed the way that we do everything. So if you want to bring something to the table from 2000 now was 21 years ago, jeez, right? So what you did, how you did it then, it's not going to be comparable to how you're going to do it now, a lot of time.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Melanie Aldeni will continue to share her advice on how to rewrite your resume for a career change. Stay with us. I hope you put Melanie's resume advice today to good use. You should also talk to the experts at Top Resume too. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. A professional writer at Top Resume will review your resume for free. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. Find out how to make your resume better on your own, or you can hire Top Resume to do it for you. Go to maxlist.org/top resume. Now, let's get back to the show. Back in the MaxList studio, I'm talking with Melanie Aldeni. She's an award-winning resume expert, nationally certified LinkedIn strategist, and international career speaker. Melanie is also the author of the Job Seeker's Secret Guide to LinkedIn, and she's joining us today from Orlando, Florida. Now, Melanie, before the break, we were talking about how to rewrite your resume for a career change. You talked about the importance of understanding your transferable skills, focusing on your most recent jobs, particularly the last two, and looking at job descriptions to get clear about the skills that matter. How do you translate this work into your own resume? What are the practical steps you need to take to turn this into something that is going to persuade an employer that you're ready to move into this new career?
Oh, that's a great question. So I think the first step is clarity, right? Because if you're miserable at work right now, or you don't want to be doing this for much longer, what is it exactly you want to be doing? There's really four kind of options you have. You could either want to move into a different job function in a new environment, right? Which is going to be the hardest because it's both moving the skills and the environment. So environment meaning industry and things like that. Or you want to do a new skill in the same environment. So maybe you want to move into a different skill set in the same industry, right? So maybe you're in healthcare, you want to stay in healthcare, but you want to be doing something different. Or maybe you want to be doing the same thing, but just in a different industry, right? So if you're in marketing, for example, and you work in education, now you want to do marketing and technology. Or you want to be doing the same thing in the same industry. So pretty much you just want the same job in the same type of industry, maybe a different company, but not very hard at all, right? Because it's going to be pretty much the same thing. Those are kind of the four scenarios you're going to find yourself in. And it's important to understand which of the things you want to change. You want to change either your job function, your environment, or both. And so knowing that is going to be very important because that's going to dictate how you're going to present yourself in a resume. To give you another example, if you are in marketing and now you want to move from marketing in healthcare to marketing in education, for example, your marketing skills should come forth because you want to show that you are a marketer. And you want to downplay some of the industry jargon that you may bring with you from the existing industry you're in now. And so you would shift the verbiage so you don't come off as being so deep into this industry that you can't be seen as anything else, right? So those are some of the things you want to keep in mind and make sure you're clear about so that you know what you should emphasize in your resume and maybe de-emphasize.
Okay. And as you think about those four different scenarios, you gave one example for marketing and wanting to emphasize your marketing skills as you were changing industry. What are other choices you might make in the other three scenarios as you look at your resume and think about what you want to emphasize or de-emphasize?
Absolutely. So if you are looking to maybe shift from sales in the technology space, and now you want to do maybe you want to do marketing, which is slightly different, right, in the technology space, then you could definitely still use the tech jargon, just shifting from the actual selling to any pieces of your experience that touched more on marketing, right? So your skills will need to be honed in and using a lot of those transferable skills. But then you could talk up the tech aspects that you're knowledgeable about. Does that make sense?
It does. And we've talked about looking at job descriptions to figure out what skills employers are going to want and to help you identify your own transferable skills. What about talking to people who are doing the work that you either want or are working in the industry that interests you? How useful is that when you're getting ready to revise your resume for a career change?
Yes. So that's going to be the next step. After you gain your clarity, now it's time to do a little bit of digging and basically, I always say, immerse yourself into the new industry, right? Because what you want to do is a couple of things. Thing one is you want to get really familiar with how they talk, with the things that are important to them, with the challenges they face in that industry. You want to just be in the know. Then you want to be able to make connections with people in that space, because that's going to be your best way to get in. If you're changing careers, it's very challenging to submit online to one of those online applications and get a call back, because the system, you know, that's a whole nother topic, but the system is not going to pick up on your skills as much as if you have direct experience. And so the name of the game, especially for career changers, is going to be that networking piece. And so when you immerse yourself, meaning going to events, you know, in the industry, joining organizations in the industry, you know, reaching out to people on LinkedIn that work in the industry, having these conversations, learning, getting certified, you know, taking courses, all of those things are going to help you to be able to tap into these people that you've built relationships with, to be able to help have them refer you in or give you tips and insight on how to get in.
So you have these conversations with people in the industry you want to work in. You go to the networking events. How do you apply what you learn to revising your resume when you're making a career change? What steps do you encourage your clients to take?
That's a great question. So the first thing is, if you're getting courses done or trainings, et cetera, definitely you want to put those on your resume, directly in your resume, right? Completed course in da-da-da, enrolled in course, blah, blah, blah. Put it on right there. The other thing is using your knowledge to incorporate those keywords is going to be important as well. So even though you may not necessarily have the skill per se, because you may not have necessarily done it, you've learned about it. And so it could still be used in the resume and come across as a skill for people to perceive that you're knowledgeable about that thing. So, for example, if you've learned about a new technology in cybersecurity, for example, then you could put the specific terms that you've learned about in your resume. And you're not going to be deceitful and say you have these skills. You're going to frame it in a way where you have the knowledge, right? So attended XYZ conference, gained knowledge in cybersecurity trends, including keyword, 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 right? So when someone looks at your resume, it's full of the rich jargon that's going to be relevant to your new role. And you've taken, it shows that you've taken the opportunities to teach yourself and to stay abreast of what's happening and to be in the know, and that you're passionate about this and you're serious about making this move. And so that's a great way to definitely incorporate that into your resume.
Well, it's been a terrific conversation, Melanie. Now, tell us what's next for you.
Well, right now I am offering a job search success kit. It has tons and tons of information to help job seekers with the actual job search. So there's a class about tailoring your resume. There's a job search tracker. There's a very in-depth job search checklist that talks about a lot of ways in which you can tap into the hidden job market and network your way into your new role. There's email templates in there for you to reach out to people you may not know. There's even a LinkedIn training and a LinkedIn optimizer workbook, all for job seekers to really put their best foot forward.
Well, terrific. I know listeners can learn more about those materials by visiting the website bit.do/jobsearchsuccesskit. And we'll be sure to include that URL in the newsletter for the show, as well as in the website article. And I know you also invite listeners to connect with you on LinkedIn. Now, Melanie, given all the great advice you've shared today, what's the one thing you want our audience to remember about how to rewrite your resume for a career change?
I think the number one thing I want to leave with the listeners is you want to be clear. Be clear, know what you want next, and then dig a little deeper to really start to connect the dots from what you've been doing to what you want to be doing, because there's always going to be some transferable skills there for you to be able to move. And nothing's impossible in terms of career movement. So don't be defeated. You can do it. You just have to strategize.
Make sure you never miss an episode of Find Your Dream Job. Subscribe to our free podcast newsletter. You'll get information about our guests and transcripts of every show. Go to maxlist.org/newsletters. Again, that's maxlist.org/newsletters. Next week, our guest will be Lauren Griff. She's founder and president of PortfolioRocket.com. Lauren teaches her clients a search process to find and land positions in the hidden job market. Humor is probably not the first word that comes to mind when you think about your job search, but used properly, humor can build rapport with a hiring manager and make a big difference in your next job interview. Join us next Wednesday when Lauren Griff and I talk about how to use humor in a job interview. Until next time, thanks for letting us help you find your dream job. This show is produced by Max List. Susan Thornton Huff schedules our guests and writes our newsletter. Lisa Kislin-Barry Anderson manages our social media. Our sound engineer is Will Watts. Ryan Morrison at Podfly Productions edits the show. Dawn Mole creates our transcripts. And our music is by Freddie Trujillo. This is Mac Pritchard. See you next week.